Back many eons ago, during my seminary days, I was a part of a spiritual formation group that decided that we were going to take a weekend in the Appalachian Mountains. Now, going to Appalachia is a very different experience, especially in the area of our spiritual life. And we were driving through a very different world in the rural mountainous area of Kentucky. And we would come across church signs. In fact, one that particularly stood out said, First Apostolic Church of God in Jesus Christ, Serpent Handling. And I thought, oh, one of those rattlesnake handling churches. We drove another distance, and there on the front lawn of a house, there was this great big sign, and it said, Evangelist Bob Arnold, Crusades, Revivals, Preaching in Your Home. And thought, this is a very different kind of place. Anyway, as we kept driving, we drove by a general store, and this was the sign that really helped me to understand the culture that we were in. And there was the store. It just said General Store on the front of it, no fancy name. But there in handwritten sign in the window, it said this, If we don't have it, you don't need it. And I thought, now that's back to basics. And that's exactly what Lent is about. It's our opportunity to get back to the basics spiritually. Because when it comes to caring for your soul, if God doesn't have it, perhaps you don't need it. And, you know, we accumulate a lot of baggage along the way. Physical baggage, emotional baggage. The areas of our spiritual life accumulate so many extra things. And so Lent comes along to help us accept the Lord's invitation that comes through the prophet Joel that we heard a little bit earlier when he said to return to him with your whole heart. That means we aren't to come back with our heart fragmented or divided by other things, but wholly given unto him. Pope Francis said, Lent comes providentially to awaken us, to shake us from our lethargy. And in our gospel today, we have the three basic elements that help us to navigate through this experience of Lent, the three basic areas where we need to focus. The first that Jesus brings up is almsgiving, which is how we remember the poor with our treasure. And of course, our Holy Father stands out as one of the great champions of the poor in this generation. In fact, last year on Ash Wednesday, he said, Christians give concrete help and attention to those in need, asking nothing in return, because they recognize how much God has given them. Goes on to say, almsgiving also helps free people from the obsession of possession. So we have two things that happen. One thing is that we actually open our wallets and give to the poor. The second is that we freely give and recognize that sometimes we're holding on too tight to the things that God has given us. Lenten prayer is the second way in which we are able to focus our attention during this time of year and really establish the basics of our faith. And the church has such a vast treasury to dig into when it comes to this wonderful gift of prayer that God has given us. And there are tremendous tools today, such as, of course, the Liturgy of the Hours, Christian prayer, Magnificat. So this is the time of year, if you don't have a solid prayer life on a daily basis, this is the time to establish it and to make it a habit. If you have a good, solid prayer time, maybe this is a time to add something else, to deepen or to broaden your experience of prayer. And then finally, we get back to the basics through fasting. It's our way to say no to the cravings and the desires of our body. Fasting allows us then to exercise our will over the wants that our body has, in terms of not just food, but other things as well. It's amazing when I was talking to the students at the school what some of them were giving up. One young guy said that he was giving up sleeping in his bed. He wanted to sleep on the floor to identify with the poor and the persecuted. That's pretty neat. There's so many things that people are willing to give up. And food is among them, of course. But fasting isn't necessarily just about giving something up. If it was just giving up food, instead of fasting, we call it dieting. But what we do is we replace the food with fellowship with God. As St. Peter Chrysologus said, fasting is the soul of prayer. So in those times where we are not eating, whether we are missing a meal or whether we are shortening a meal, whatever we are doing, this is the time that we can replace that with prayer, with spiritual reading, with scripture study. It's a way for us, again, to deepen our devotion to our Lord. Lent was always seen by the church fathers in particular, as a way for us to kind of identify with the persecuted church of the early centuries. It was a way for us to discomfort ourselves, that we would also recognize the need that we have of really strengthening our spiritual muscles. But in this day and age, it's not just a matter of identifying with a place and time. We can also identify with a place in our world. Just last weekend, many of you may have seen that there was a video that emerged of 21 Coptic Christians being killed, being executed by beheading in Egypt. And there was a sign on the video, the title was, "A Message Signed with Blood to the Nation of the Cross." If that wasn't an in-your-face to Christians across the world, that this is, in fact, a statement to you of what we think of the faith in Jesus Christ. In his comments on this demonically inspired act, our Holy Father said, "The blood of our Christian brothers and sisters is a testimony which cries out to be heard." Today, in just a moment, you'll receive ashes on your forehead. Ashes in the sign of a cross. So today we have an opportunity through this one voluntary act of coming forward and receiving the ashes, of joining in solidarity with their witness, that we too will follow Christ to the very end. So may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.